This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. In Philadelphia on Monday, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals rejected an attempt by Johnson & Johnson to use bankruptcy to partially shield company assets from liabilities related to claims its talc products, including baby powder, caused cancer. The decision affects around 40,000 people who sued J&J on those grounds, which the company denies. The case leaves Johnson & Johnson exposed to billions of dollars in potential payouts and could have broader implications for how corporate America uses the bankruptcy system to deal with lawsuits, especially when it comes to using a legal tactic known as the Texas Two-Step. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
The Texas Two-Step has been used successfully in recent years by a handful of corporations facing accusations of wrongdoing. Here's Harvard Law professor Jared Elias.
They take advantage of a Texas state law that allows companies to take a company apart and put all of the liabilities in one new corporation and all of the assets in a different new corporation.
Then comes the two-step part.
The bad company, the company with all the problems, files for bankruptcy.
In 2021, Johnson & Johnson placed its talc liabilities into a new subsidiary called LTL Management, which promptly entered bankruptcy protection, saying victims could get paid more quickly. The filing brought those lawsuits to a halt. The company had argued that LTL was in financial distress, hence the bankruptcy filing, but the court disagreed, says UNC law professor Melissa Jacoby.
It's backstopped by Johnson & Johnson, one of the most profitable companies in the world.
Jacoby says the dismissal of LTL's Chapter 11 filing sets boundaries on who can use the nation's bankruptcy system.
You don't just get to opt out of jury trials or other parts of the civil justice system that you don't like simply by saying, but we could do something more efficient here.
In an email, Johnson & Johnson said the appeals court decision doesn't reflect the facts established during the bankruptcy trial about the appropriateness of LTL's formation and filing. David Frederick, an attorney for claimants in the talc lawsuits, says the decision allows his clients' cases to move forward.
It's a huge moment for these victims to be able to get their day in court.
The company says it plans to appeal. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.